just had Danny Cunningham on. Asked him about the whole Giannis thing. It's not likely to happen. Here's why Danny says. Nope. Never mind. That ain't going to happen. Not right now. Now it might for Giannis. Would you make that move?
I would make that move. That move is not going to be made. That's about the only available guy that I would trade Evan Mobley for. And I think every team in the NBA would do that, including Milwaukee.
Well, if Milwaukee would do it, why wouldn't it happen?
The Cavs would have to lose almost everybody off their roster other than Mitchell, Garland, and Giannis, and DeAndre Hunter, and to get under the second apron. And then they would have to fill out the rest of the roster, so the other seven spots, essentially, with veteran minimum guys. That is not going to be something that we see happen, no.
All right, I could see that. I mean, I could see that. So there's those possibilities where you just wouldn't be a very deep team. But I mean, dollars to donuts, you would. I'm glad he said he would make the trade because I'm like, well, guys, Evan Mobley's not Superman. Like, you got to be willing to trade him for somebody. If you weren't willing to trade him for somebody, he'd be the greatest in the league. Like, he'd be LeBron type. Like, that's basically where we're at. I mean, once you're willing to trade Luka Doncic, which you could say, hey, well, that was a stupid move. I don't have to consider because of him. Fair point. But I still think you have to consider, like, hey, it's all on deck. You guys were a disappointment for the third straight year. And the other ones were, those were explainable. Definitely explainable. You know, you got to break through the walls and do all the other things. I get that. There's teams that have more experience and all that other stuff. Got it. But damn it, like now, this is year three. And regardless of whether or not you make moves, we have to understand this. Because of where Donovan's contract is, you probably have two more seasons anyway. So if you were to get Giannis, oh my gosh, that's a win number. It's a win now anyway with Evan Mobley. So then you have to ask yourself, can he step up to that level? Well, in all honesty, he's probably going to have to step up to that level because I don't know how much of this stuff is realistic whatsoever. So the pressure is just insurmountable on Evan Mobley. Lima hates something, and I'm going to ask him why because I think he's being a total idiot. That coming up at 9:02. No offense to you, bud.
No, none taken.
Could we be seeing the end of the AFC North? Don't get mad at me. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what we're going to do on Wednesdays during the football season and even during training camp and all the other stuff. When we go around the AFC North, what are we going to do? We're going to just go around the AFC? Is that what you want to do? Is that it? Because you know what happens if they do the reseeding that everybody seems to want because nobody wants to. It's amazing to me that a guy who, you want this, you want the reseeding in the playoffs. They would take them basically 1-7, the best seven records. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's how
and
you.
And so you would get those. You would get those teams.
Yeah, it's last year was all time silly. What happened in the NFC with the Minnesota Vikings? Did they lose three games all year? They like 14-3.
Yeah, and it was week 18 against another 14-2 team.
Yeah, and they had to go on the road to play a team that had won nowhere near the amount of games as them. And I've asked this question for the last like 5 years. Like, why are we going with something that seems so counterintuitive? Like, we're overthinking it. Like you have 17 games to prove which teams are better, at least in a regular season, just based on record. Why is it so hard? Why can't we just go to the records and really make it so that regular season, those games, each and every one of them, count for something pretty big and use that to determine who gets home field advantage in the playoffs? Like, it never made sense to me that we would do it any other way other than that.
This is what makes this tough. How can I argue against logic? Because that's what it is. The only way I can argue against logic is entertainment. I can argue against logic with entertainment. It's more entertaining to win your division. I wholeheartedly agree. I wholeheartedly believe.
What do you mean by that?
I think teams still celebrate them winning a division. I still think, I mean, Jim Irsay, make fun of us all you want. We haven't won a division since 89. I got it. Jim Irsay, whether you think it's funny or not, they still hang banners in that stadium over their divisions and winning the division. Division champs, reigning division champs, how we start conversations, how we finish conversations. They still put it on t-shirts. It's still something that means something to people because usually football, especially, is the last place where rivalries matter. They're trying to make it matter in baseball. I don't know if it's really going to catch on, but it's the last place. You yourself, you argue, What is college football doing? Now we're going to have a 16-team playoff here. Now we're going to convolute it even more. And what's it doing to the rivalries? Now you're wanting to move the sacred Ohio State-Michigan game because you want to protect the rivalry. You're a guy who wants to protect rivalries. You know what? I see it your way here with the NFL. Because there's no rivalry in college football that means as much to me as what the game is going to mean to you. You went there. You're a Buckeye fan. That's what it is. I've checked out years ago on that. But when it comes to the NFL, I still think, yes, it's lopsided. I get excited when I get cussed out by Steelers fans on social media. I really do.
But why do you think
I love
that,
it, and I don't want to lose that.
Why do you think you'd lose it? I mean, you'd still play Pittsburgh, and you could do it to where...
Would you play them twice a year?
Yeah,
what's the point?
Why not?
What's the point of playing divisional opponents twice a year?
You're going to have 18 games soon. Why couldn't you play Pittsburgh twice a year?
I don't know why you'd have to, but because I don't know
how
why you have
it
to...
How is it fair that you get to play Pittsburgh twice a year, but somebody else doesn't?
There you go. Thank you.
The Bengals don't.
Thank you.
Ravens.
It makes sense now that you're in a division.
Wait a second. There's 32 teams until you have... Until you have 32 weeks of football, you're never going to have a perfect
31.
Setup.
You're not going to have a perfect setup.
You play yourself.
But
maybe
you play,
then you'd actually be able to.
You have one of the special, because I mean, we play in a division in the NBA that I don't think people can name.
Yeah,
who's
nobody
in the Cavs division.
We
have a division nobody cares about when it comes to Major League Baseball. Maybe the Tigers, maybe, and that's kind of stretching it, I think. But in the NFL, you mean you have a whole division that's birthed from the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I think people...
No,
well, let's we should explain
this. Ravens, the Bengals.
We should explain this, that under these rules that they're going to be voting on at the owners' meetings, the Browns might have actually hosted a home game in 2023.
I understand that.
And why do we want to be penalized just because of the unbalanced divisions around football, which are always going to be unbalanced.
But I don't think that's a good argument.
I just think it would have been pretty cool. The Browns, I felt, earned it by winning enough games.
It
and had they have
cool.
needed to play in that final week, you know, maybe it would have made the regular season even more exciting at the end of the year.
It would have been cool. I don't know if making the playoffs
exciting
enough.
I think right now, the last month of the regular season, the last few years, has been a drain
in the
NFL.
I don't believe
backup
that.
Quarterbacks starting all over the place. Last year,
why wouldn't there be backup quarterbacks?
It seemed like everything was pretty much determined in the AFC who was going to be going. And because you have these direct, locked in, you know, seeds based on who wins the division and who's going to have home field, you know, there's even less to play for at the end of the year. When
I might
happens.
Have a way to appease both of you.
What's that?
I don't want to tell you now.
Okay, hold off until 9 o'clock.
Okay.
All right? I don't understand why you still wouldn't have, you're still going to have the same amount of playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you wouldn't get the same amount of backup terrible quarterbacks in the last month of the season.
No, you would. You would. What I'm saying is right now under the current setup, when you win your division and you're guaranteed a home game just based on that, instead of record, then you have other teams saying, well, why, if my seeding is kind of dictated, like I'm going to prefer health overall.
Oh, I've got a way to
since
appease.
I'm not going to have home field advantage.
I've got a way to appease both.
But I still think the better of the teams are the ones that win. I think an ass beating like what we
Wait,
dealt
what
with
does that
a couple
mean?
Of...
The better of the teams are the ones that... What does that mean?
The talent is going to win out because you're better football teams in the NFL. I don't think home field advantage matters as nearly as much as it used to in the NFL. Not nearly as much.
Oh, that's okay. That's true, but that's a different question
and
altogether.
If we're talking about weather, well, first off, we all want to play underneath the dome now, so that's part of it. The other thing is that if you want to go back to the Houston game, I think an ass beating like that is weatherproof. They did a lot of misdirection at you. They did a lot of things that I just don't think, unless it was a foot of snow out there.
But the bigger question, do you think it makes sense to have to travel on the road to a team that won three less games or sometimes four less games than you did
I'll tell you when
over
I come
the
back.
Course of 17 games in 18 weeks?
Back.